Peter, could you use a couple of words to sum up the evening?
Yeah, I can do. I think it was really, really good. I mean, it sort of had three levels, really. People that enjoyed just colouring and making fancy pictures. Sure. People that liked puzzles, yeah. So obviously that gave people the chance to sort of design the puzzle element. And those people that liked the technical aspect of programming. And so I think on three different levels, it encompassed everybody's good fun. So families have, you know, people that, like Helen, my wife, isn't a programmer,
sure.
But she enjoyed the sort of ideas of characters and creativity. So it was really good for
You've had a great time. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Peter. Thank you. John, you
I'm afraid I'm
not
at liberty to tell you anything.
Come on, John. You seem like you've had a good time.
No, it was a good evening.
Yeah? You brought the whole family along. You've had Mrs. Chamberlain and your daughter and your son.
Yes.
Did you feel like they've got anything else of the evening?
I think they did, actually, because we each took a different role, you know, and each one wanted to do different things, and we were able to involve all of them, which was great, you know.
So do you perceive this as a family activity?
Or? Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I wished I'd prepared better for it, really, right. You know, because some obviously did prepare very well, and good on them, really.
Yeah, but part of the challenge, I suppose.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
That's all right. You're welcome.
Yes. Could I ask you to sum the evening up in a few words? I noticed you came in a bit later on.
I did. Yeah. It was very enjoyable. It was great to see all the kids and the adults all working together. And I think the adults probably learnt a lot more than the kids, because we've never done this before. And they're naturals at it. But it was really good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. A couple of words you could use to sum up the evening?
Yeah. I've had a great deal of fun. As a grandma, I've really enjoyed it.
Right. So it means we have parents and grandparents and everybody all working together.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
John, Kieran, a few words to sum up the evening.
It was really good because we got a chance to like build upon a game and like develop it and make it better and improve it.
And you were in a team with 2 year 10 boys and 2 year 8 girls. Did that work well or?
Me and Peter did most like the developing the game, and the other two concentrated on the presentations.
Kieran, you were a judge. How do you feel that the evening's gone?
I thought it went very well, and all the teams worked well together, and everyone worked hard. And I think it was quite a hard choice to make the best game, and I thought it was a good standard of games.
And being a judge, I mean, it's changing because often you've been in a team, but you were the judge tonight. How did that make you see things differently? Or?
Yeah, it showed me like how other teams work together and like how to come up with the best ideas and how to plan out better for future events.
And now we're going to go over to Ben. Ben, have you had a good time tonight?
Yes.
What was the best thing for you about the evening?
Everything.
What, even the pizzas?
Yes.
Yes? Is this the sort of thing that you think you might like to come along to again?
Yeah, I think doing it with other subjects will make it more fun.
Ah, and how old are you?
9.
You're 9, wow. Possibly one of the youngest team members tonight, but you seem to have had a good time. And you got a prize. What did you choose?
I chose my fashion orb, which my grandma's got.
Ah, so you came with your grandparents. Wow, thank you. David, you've just come in towards the very end of the evening to... because your son was here.
Yes.
Yep. Is there anything that struck you as you've come in that you noticed?
It's very, very impressive. Absolutely brilliant, really. The standard of what they've done. You know, I didn't see any of the preparation. Or anything,
no.
Very, very impressive. Very, very good.
Were you surprised to see that the children and the parents had worked together? Did you see how that?
Well, they seemed to work together very, very well. You know, really enjoyed it. And I was surprised at the way in which they did sort of work together and the way they were delivering the presentation so well. That was really good.
Would you say that you'd seen any learning that might have taken place? I mean, it's difficult to say if you're coming at
the
very
end. Well, when you see the outcomes, you see how good the outcomes is, that's got to be the product of a lot of very good learning, isn't it? A lot of very good working together, otherwise it doesn't come together in that way. You know.
And if I told you that they'd actually been in the room for 3.5 hours... It's quite a long time.
But they'd obviously kind of gelled together as teams, because some of the teams were combinations of families and they'd obviously worked very well together, and they'd enjoyed working together with people they were unfamiliar with and getting to know them. And the outcomes are absolutely brilliant.
You think there might be some potential to develop this event?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Could you see it perhaps being replicated in other schools, perhaps?
I think so, yeah. Were there some people from other schools?
There were some people that weren't connected to our school at all. Some of them were sort of just neighbours, they live in the area, and they came along. Yeah.
But they obviously enjoyed it as well.
They did, yeah.
Yeah, so February the 11th.
Come on, back to the future.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's right.
Thank you, David.
Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I think you need to audition for Radio Lancashire.